I invited my friend Carterville Mayor Brad Robinson to join me in the studio this morning. Brad, first off, it's good to see you again, buddy.
Thank you. Good morning.
But, you know, the primary cause is, you know, Carterville, you know, you're that midway point between Carbondale and Marion, the way I always see it, the halfway mark. You're just off the single biggest intersection in Southern Illinois, 148 and 13. Carterville is a busy intersection, and you're going to have a lot of road construction, which is really the front door to your community.
Yes, that's true, and it'll be a little inconvenient for a while, but when the work is done, it's actually going to be an easier intersection to in order to access town, and it's going to be safer. One of the things that the engineers factored in was that dangerous area of Plaza Drive, and then where 13 comes off on Division near Motomart.
I hate it.
We're going to fix that.
I really hate it. So that to me is one of the best pieces of news because, Brad, that's a dangerous intersection.
It is, absolutely.
On that side.
And prior to being mayor, I worked at the fire department, and I spent a lot of time at that intersection with fire trucks and ambulances. So I'm well aware of how dangerous it is. And one of the pieces of this expansion plan is to bolster the frontage road access system and keep people from cutting across. There'll actually be a concrete barricade that separates north and south lanes of Division right there to
really?
Keep people from cutting straight across from one end of Plaza to the other. And that's why they're creating the loops of commerce that come back around to Plaza Drive.
See, I didn't realize that. All right, now, but clearly infrastructure is the issue right now. As I was driving through yesterday afternoon, I saw these big concrete culverts that have been moved into the medium now in front of Carterville. So clearly they're getting ready to do a lot of dirt work.
Yes, they are. And actually, they were gracious enough to give me a call this week and give me an update there in town. And people who have driven by have seen that the lanes have been diverted a little bit. They went down to one lane at night about a week ago to do that, and that's in order to do some median work, and they expect 6 to 8 weeks they're going to be working on that median, and which will include the culverts and the drainage system. And then also they're going to continue in that 6 to 8 week period of finishing the frontage roads, primarily on the south, but also working some on the north. But so for the next 6 to 8 weeks, it'll be in the middle. And then when they're done there, then they're going to do a nighttime lane closure again, and they're going to divert the lanes so then they can work on the shoulder sides.
All right. Now, when it comes to this big dirt work that's getting ready to come up, starting literally any day or like tonight at 7?
Yes. They wouldn't give me any concrete days or times, but IDOT did say that they will have the message boards up the way that they did about 2 weeks prior
right.
to the lane shifts. And they told us that they would do that again. And they also, I asked them to notify us so we could put it on our website.
Good.
I could text you and let you
share
know.
Share that with me. That'd be great, too.
Put it on social media.
Yeah.
So.
All right. What about because here's one unique thing about this is there's going to be changes that reach down into Carterville from Route 13 and, you know, in front of Hardee's and Motomart and back just a little bit. How far are those changes reaching back?
It's actually the improvements are going to go as far north as Howerton Street.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, and that includes water line upgrade, new water line, fire hydrants, also new pavement widening, and then the improvement of the Tippy Road intersection there by across from Boroviak's IGA.
Yeah. All right, the new lights have already been put up for the intersection as well. When do you kind of expect this to be done and things back to normal? And here's the reason why I ask in that respect, Brad, because I know your number one tax contributor is gas station, Motomart. Access is going to be hinky, we'll call it, for lack of a better word, confusion, and people will say, you know, I'll just go somewhere else for just a minute. I'm just worried about the tax base in relationship to this.
Well, it's a concern of ours as well. You know, the term growing pains fits this situation perfectly. When it's over with, we'll have easier, safer access to our business district on Plaza Drive frontage. It's just during this period where they're improving, it's going to be an issue. Now, according to IDOT, the turn lanes coming from the east and west will be open the entire time.
Good.
So we shouldn't have any limited access to Division Street. The only thing they did say is depending on what phase they're in, sometimes the turn lanes may have to be shortened. but they expect them to be open the entire project.
You know, what's interesting is Al Thomas, who was an engineer for the Illinois Department of Transportation, had been with IDOT for many, many years, a good friend of mine. We were sitting one day, he says, you know, he had helped put those frontage roads into Carterville. And he says, you know, we literally had to go have a conversation because people didn't know what a frontage road was, right? And
right.
quite frankly, I didn't either till I moved here. And he said, look what the frontage roads did for business. Where do you see the dog shop and the sandwich shop and the mall and the other on frontage roads? Where do you see the McDonald's and the other mall? Where do you see them? You see them on the frontage roads. And I'm wondering if some of this will, some of these road construction will actually create some opportunity down the road.
Oh, I think it will. And not just improving the situation in Carterville, but when this project is complete, there'll be frontage connection from John A. Logan College to Route 148. So if someone wanted to avoid Route 13 for some reason, you could stay on frontage road from John A. Logan College to 148.
I have a hard time imagining that even.
Well,
even you show it to me on the map,
well,
I have a hard time.
When you see it
that.
On paper, it starts to sink in after
sense.
A while.
Yeah. It's just such a change.
Yeah,
you got to defend against change. It's good, but boy, we don't like it so much sometimes.